we know that the Holy Spirit is a holy, is holy, is set apart. So the Holy Spirit will convict us of God's word. So can the Holy Spirit give us convictions outside of the Word of God? It is only through the Word of God that they have, they give us the So when we think about God's Word, if we want to know the Word of God, if we want to know the truth, when we study the Word of God, do we truly know it? Is it so that we know what are the errors in our, in us? When we know the Word of God, why do we study the Word of God? So that we can teach, we can correct, we can rebuke, and training in righteousness, ultimately, so that we can be someone who can be used by God, so we can perform works of righteousness. If you want to carry out works of righteousness, can we do it? So the Holy Spirit calls us not to focus on ourselves. So we always focus. When we want to bless others, we have pressure. But actually, we know that when we serve, when you serve in itself, if we can truly do it, and we can do it cheerfully, this is the thing that only Holy Spirit can help us to do. We all look forward to this. How can we do that? From this, we must know. So the Holy Spirit compels us, points us to having this communion of saints. When we, you will, if you keep receiving, you will become weak. You don't know how to give. How do you grow if you, when we put all these things together, you realize, when we know, love the truth, we want to study the Word of God, and then you can totally, you know the doctrines, you know the truth, you know the theology, and after you've learned all these things, ultimately it's not to serve the church, not to serve others, it's not for communion of sins, so what convictions do you get from the Word of God? Of course. So every time we go to a people, we have pressure, but so when God directs us to a group of people or a community, and then he is actually trying to release us from our own anxieties and fears. And gives us, how do we understand this? This connection is very important. From the Word of God, sometimes when we read the Word of God, so what does the Holy Spirit convict us? The Holy Spirit helps us to understand the Word, and then not just understand, but also accept. Although the Word of God says this, but the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, teach you and prompt you and challenge you so that you will surely have conviction, so that you will desire God, so that you will be a set apart person. So when we are being used by God, you can understand. So you realize this is a form of power. So when you do that, you must understand this. But it's difficult, but it's in exactly that there is a glory. So sometimes it's very hard for us to understand this. So when we come, so actually when we try to connect all these things, we may not do it so carefully. The Holy Spirit. But sometimes the Holy Spirit help us, but we never think about church. So we may think about serving in our mind. Sometimes we forget that actually ultimately, what does God wants us to do in the church? So the Holy Spirit exists to build the church. The conviction of the Holy Spirit causes us to love others, to bless others. Who do we love? So if you want to share the gospel with a non-believer, but ultimately, he has to be put himself in the church. Very often, sometimes we give our excuses and say we need to learn a lot of God's word. But actually, when we keep learning, we forgot to apply it in our life. You realize, the more you learn, as you learn, then your head becomes, your knowledge puffs up. We must apply. As we learn, we need to apply. So when we learn, we need to submit. If you do not submit, you may not have truly understood God's word. Can you submit after you have fully comprehend to the extent you know you can submit? Then you realize then you need to know even more of God's word. If you learn it from an academic point of view, even when you enter into that, only God's word will be revealed. 1% cannot do it. But you realize that you cannot do it yourself. You need the community. So the Holy Spirit will point us to a place called church, when the communion of saints, when they worship God. Even if you worship God, when you just gather, it's a form of serving, so that the name of the Lord will be known. And then when you look at different people with their different gifts, how they work together so that they advance the gospel. So this is the overview. So what is the role and the function of the Holy Spirit? It's a person. So in Genesis 1 and 2. So the Holy Spirit is a person. He is an initiator. It's not an impersonal force. It's not just a force. So in all these things, he takes the initiative. So no, it's not like So when we come to church, we read the Word of God, and then when we gather with the saints, sometimes you have conviction, sometimes you don't have. So through the Word that you know, the Holy Spirit convicts you and illuminates you. Some people hear the gospel, they have not conviction. One day, a lot of things they understand. This is what the Holy Spirit does. So if the Holy Spirit is in the creation, he's the Spirit of Truth. In the New Testament, it was said. So when the Spirit of Truth comes, So he also anoint those prophets in the Old Testament and reveals to them, giving them the inspired words so that they write the Bible. This is how. So it's to guide Israel in the New Testament. So that of course, as the church starts, the Holy Spirit brings together a group of believers at the start. There may not be a lot of organizational capabilities, but as they gather together, they start to become a church. So it's the New Testament is also inspired by the Spirit. So the Spirit also does the work of regeneration of the saints. Before a person accepts Christ, before he understands the Word of God, he cannot understand. Because he is dead in his sins and transgressions, he will choose. So he will obey the prince of the ruler of the air. So the heart is transformed. So he starts to be able to choose God. Before that, after he's regenerated, he is able to choose. He is willing and he is full of conviction and he must follow God. He must receive this. When he's illuminated, he will start to hate sin. Sometimes I see when the Word of God is being taught, when a person So a lot of things, when the Holy Spirit works, a man can do many things that he used to be not able to do. Sometimes we comfort. Sometimes when you comfort a person, it's not something, it's not using some methods to care for a person. Because, and then when the Holy Spirit prompts a person, he develops a heart to love the church. If a believer loves the church, the Holy Spirit will give him a lot of insights and perspectives. In the whole Christian experience, you know that even though that when he received the Word of God, he is willing to listen. When a person is busy, but the Holy Spirit convicts a person, he realizes he cannot do that. You must read a few verses a day. Because he knows, he realizes he can't live without this. This is the Holy Spirit. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. He feels this is unbecoming. Although he may start to do it, he may be tired. But if you don't do it, it becomes even more tired. This is the work of the Holy Spirit in a person's heart. So for many people, the Holy Bible is just a collection of words. Everyone has a different response to it, but the Holy Spirit, when the work of Holy Spirit works, this, the Word of God, to appear before you. It has the power. A lot of work will give a person vision, gives a person power. Maybe thinks that they are tired, but he may be tired, but he wants to do more. So one, so the up to a point, the Holy Spirit will tell the person, okay, you need to rest, you need to. It's not just very rigidly just pursue, but a lot of things they are needs. But today. So there are another dimension of the work of the Holy Spirit. If you have catched that, the Holy Spirit, he is also the counselor. When we are, so it says, so this is, means it's another. Why is it so? Is it called another? Because Jesus is also the counselor. This is another. So John chapter 14, it says, let's read this. Verse 16, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor know him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. It feels like a protector. calculate the meaning of this. This is, it means to stand beside you. And klit means to call. Ecclesia, which means the church. The root. Act means to call out. Called to become beside you. So there is the to stand beside and to be called. So God used the word, his word, to call us out. Is some of the languages is interpreted as something like awaken, is to call out. From here we saw, so the church is being called out from the world. And then of course there's a someone who is standing beside us. So actually in church, in the original language, church and the Holy Spirit is a very closely connected word. Cause us not to be in chapter 14 it says, let not your heart be troubled, you believe in God, believe also in me. It's not just worried, but there's a fear. So after this, actually Jesus said, I'm going to leave you. So the disciples asked Jesus where he's going. Jesus said he's going to the cross. The place, I have sent another counselor to you. So he will be with you. He will protect you. It's like a defense. It's like advocate. There's some translation calls it the advocate. Comfort. Comforter. It's not just a comfort, because in the old English, the comforter actually comes from com, which is together, and forte is about power. The Holy Spirit stands beside us to be with us. If there are things that we have already indeed done wrong, the Holy Spirit will tell us that if we have no problem, and He illuminates us and tells us not to be fearful. So the Holy Spirit strengthens us. Actually, the Holy Spirit gives us the strength. Why, Dr. Sproul? Why did he tell the saints not to be fearful? Because when in our human nature, when we encounter problems, we have the Word of God. We can do. But when we have a fear, this Word of God, we cannot receive the Word of God. Do you understand this? the Holy Spirit, so we really need the Holy Spirit to help us to accept and believe in the Word, especially when we are fearful. If a person needs to be in a person where he needs to receive the Word of God, if there's some deficiency, so that a person may be very fearful. When we look at the Gospels, very often the Jesus told the believers not to be afraid. Do not be afraid. So actually, what the Holy Spirit does with us is really the same thing, asking us not to be afraid. In our Christian journey, what's our most fearful? We need to obey, we read the Word. What's the thing that... You have to go. If you want to participate in church life, how much you'll be afraid? The Holy Spirit will encourage you not to be afraid. In the second point, the Apostle Creed says, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. So the Holy Spirit and the Church is together. When we talk about Holy Spirit, we always talk about the Church. Every Sunday, when we read this Apostle Creed, when we profess this, we all read this. You will realize when the Holy Spirit is working in a person's heart, it points them to a fellowship. It is standing with Him. The other dimension is with Him, so that He can have communion of sins. It is the same thing. Actually, the Holy Spirit. Why? Why would the church? Church is where the saints gather. Believers in the Bible, they call them saints. When we look at ourselves, how do we look like saints? We are not holy saints. We do not have this inherent holiness. But why did the Bible tell us we are saints? Because after we are regenerated, we accepted the Lord, because we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is holy, because He dwells in us, our hearts will start to be willing. God is holy, but we are not. But the most people who can admit this fact, the church is a place where we welcome sinners. The church is supposed to be... So actually, the church, we only welcome you because you are a sinner. Then you can... If you don't admit that you are a sinner, then you can't be a member, you can't be baptized. We must understand what the church is. It's a saints as they gather. What do they have? They admit that they are not holy, because the Holy Spirit dwells in them, they will understand that they cannot live on their own. They need the place with the Word of God. They need the place where they are saints. And where they gather is the church. Of course, the church has many problems. But Jesus is the head. And He guarantees. Well, still the second point. The church is also the place where the devil has the greatest attacks. Why is it that only then there's the communion of sins? Then you realize you cannot. The church, the head is Jesus Christ. And Jesus said that on this foundation, I will build my church. What is the foundation? In the Christ. It's not on Peter. The foundation is Christ Himself. I will establish my church. The house of gates will not prevail against the church. So if you consider church, there's a lot of corruption in the church. But there's also the sustaining power of Jesus. I will intercede for the saints. And it's on the foundation of Christ the church is built up. Of course, so there are also weeds. And then there are also there are believers and those who claim to be believers. So the church is being refined, and because of that, and the duty, there's a duty of the church to, and through shepherding, and to share the word. We need to correct them. Maybe there are some things. So in a way, when this person comes to the church, we have a responsibility to correct them. So to help people to have assurance. Why do we say the Holy Catholic Church? Besides the local church, there are other believers. Because if you want to experience the communion of saints, you really need to call local church. So today we are talking about Holy Spirit and serving. So we come to the third point, the communion of saints. Communion means to be able to communicate with others. You need to give. You need to sacrifice. So sometimes you just say openly, frankly. So maybe you realize it's not the right. You have said too much. The communion of saints, there's also serving, there's self-control. So if you say sometimes it may not be right to say too much. Sometimes it may not be right to say too little. So it's a very amazing thing. When you don't really know, so when you don't say, it's a kind of serving. There's also a form of gentleness. When we say, Or sometimes you have to speak the truth in love, or if not, the problem exists. So that's where we need to have the communion of saints. If we do not know the truth, if we do not face the reality of church living, we will not actually understand God's truth and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is where actually works the most in the church. You may know a lot of God's word. The way they know God, they may know, but when they apply, if you don't, you may understand wrongly the word of God. You need to understand God's word in the mind, heart, and will, so that you can really know God's truth. So the Spirit also talks about the freedom. Where there's Spirit, there's freedom. The Holy Spirit such that helps a person to have joy, to be willing. In the communion of saints, do you think there will be true joy? Really, sometimes there are some struggles and tension. So this person just come and just take my time away. Sometimes it feels like that. Sometimes you go to church. Sometimes you feel like you go to church, you never receive. You feel like... Or sometimes you think you watch live stream, you think you receive more. Sometimes there's this dilemma. So how do you have joy? The Spirit of Truth tells us the truth. It doesn't lie to us. Let me give you an example. So who are our family? Who has the same thoughts and perspective and convictions, beliefs, a similar vision? When a person is being regenerated by the Holy Spirit, he will want, who is like you? Can you find it in your family? The closest is in the church. I say something as well. If a church cannot teach us the proper truth, then we must consider. We must understand whether this church is really for me. When we choose a church, it's very important. Must have. And then there's the communion of saints. The question I asked just now was, can we truly have joy in the communion of saints? So when we look at it from the human level, we will know in our own family. There's a person who hates his family. But in his heart, he hates to feel... I spend so much time to escape from my family. Why do you... So if a person doesn't restore the relationship in the flesh and blood, we know humans, we know. This is a reality. No matter how our family is like, let's say a lot of hatred because we are really from in one family. But similarly, so can the community of saints bring us joy? The Holy Spirit knows. For those who are born again, the Spirit tells us we need a family, the spiritual family. When we can communicate with our family, our spiritual family, we can really be open, we can know each other, we can find our own inheritance and our own value. And this is... how do we do that? So why did the Holy Spirit keeps prompting us in this direction? And the Word of God tells us it can be done. Sometimes you need to let go. Sometimes you may be some hurts. Sometimes So the family that has the same pursuits as you, they have the same vision. Even so, there are some non-believing family members, you keep sharing the gospel. I really pray for you, but he'll really help you. Recently, my father, he's at home. Maybe he's listening to live stream. So he had COVID. After he was convicted, after prayer, my mom told me, when we asked the church to pray for him, after I sent a WhatsApp, the father then start to do housework. I don't understand. So the God is teaching us, we really need the prayers of the intercessions of the. Sometimes the thing we pray for doesn't come. Do not be disappointed. We have this fear, but the Holy Spirit is the comforter, the counselor, will help us. Sometimes, or sometimes we may also be competitive. I can't do it, then some people may be taking over my ministry. So there will be all this friction and all this comparison, some criticism. Sometimes you say all this, still be friction. But if the church has this Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will compel us. We must go finish the journey. Don't leave halfway. Actually, so when you come to commit to a church, when you have communion of saints, it talks about serving. So of course, communion of saints, coming to church is a form of serving. But when we are in the church, we have so many things to busy ourselves. If you see, this needs help, that needs help. if you have communion of saints, you cannot just see and ignore. This is so sometimes there are demands for us. I'm also still adjusting my life. I think when we think about it, there are things I need to take up challenge. It's not just when you look at the whole ministry of church, you become very objective. There are some things you cannot take on and challenge yourself. So you also see there are some limitations. So there are a lot of needs, but the workers are few. So you also give yourself some challenges. We also ask in the church, how do they, the second point, to keep the unity of the Spirit. Let's read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 to 7. It's just endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body and one Spirit, just as you were caught in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. So endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In other words, there's a lot of communication needed. It's definitely needed. So they can learn. So that we know where are some of the gaps, some of the miscommunication. Then you will know. So I need to control my tongue. So when I must say more words of encouragement, how should I say them? Should I say more or less? How do we say? Then you realize it's not just speaking the truth. There must be love when you speak the truth. When you speak the truth, must consider the person's feelings. Can he experience the Spirit? So if you can he feel the God's love and God's righteousness? Maybe he can feel God's wrath when you speak very straightforward, directly. There's a lot of things that we want to consider in our heart. So what is one Lord? In the diverse community, there's one Lord. How do they converge to and surrender to one Lord? So in church, it's very amazing because there are many things to handle. a lot of administrative stuff. Then we have to learn one lot. It's not just talking about it. I really don't know how you're going to experience this without the church. So it's above all, through all, and in all. It's not talking about outside the church, but within the church. How the Holy Spirit is working in the midst of us. So verse 7 talks about when there's so only when we communicate, then we know that there are some gap, and then you will be compelled to stand in the gap. So the Holy Spirit and gives us everyone has different grace. So not everyone has the same gifts and grace. Don't assume you know everything. You don't assume you can do everything. The more we can work together, the more we know how to humble ourselves and cherish what God has provided. The last point. The Holy Spirit work on the church is when you talk about the organization of a church and being God-driven in the Acts. So now Pastor is going through Acts. Do you see? When we are at chapter 7, they are still in the temple. They are still worshipping. There's of course breaking of the bread. They are still in the synagogue. The organization of the church is still not set up yet. Oh, until one day, and then when the widows they have some needs, then they anointed the deacons. This is slowly. It's a God-driven. According to the need, when you pray, so there's the word of God that needs to be preached. We need the deacons to raise up to help. So the organization of the church, so we are a few hundred people. There are a lot of many things to do. In the early church, we can be more casual. So Acts 15, they start to have meetings. And then some places, they start to have some churches, planted churches. So there are two things. The first one is preaching. Teaching and preaching is one thing, and teaching is one thing. But sometimes when the word of God cannot come empty. people must be saved. So there's a pressure of preaching. But it's not something. So we must have the righteousness and love. It's not something we can do casually. You must pray. So of course there's the local and the practical work that needs to be done. Sometimes the new grace, when we come to church, we not learn new things. There's a lot underneath. There's a lot of different conflict. There's a lot of visitation. All these are visitation. It's all spiritual. There's a lot of teaching that done. It's not. So there are some audio visual, the Holy Communion. So there's worship and music ministry. Well, this year we also have a lot of funerals. So we have started to have a lot of needs. We need people. We need to accompany. We need to comfort them. All these are very important ministries. Then ask people to come to church also. Music ministry, and then book ministry. What does it? We must know the truth. It tells us that we are going towards the truth. There's many things. Even dance, some churches, the cell group. So you know. Then announcements, all these things. So the finances, not just counting, collection, overseas offering. So there's also a court case. We also become busy. It feels like you don't receive anything. Holy Spirit. If you need everything to be, do you need a conviction to go to work? Sometimes we do housework. It's not like we have to be prompted by the Holy Spirit. It has something we have to do. Because we have a duty, because it's more important. So the Holy Spirit teaches us some things we need to do. It gives us a maturity. So do what we need to do. Put down our emotions. When we keep doing this, so the Holy Spirit will shape us, someone with the truth. So it really helps us to step out of the comfort zone. We realize when we do all these things, when we be led by the truth, and God will move the church. When we least likely one church we want to close, keep new people keep coming in to the church. We don't know. When we want to glorify God, we want to preach the word. Holy Spirit works supernaturally, keeps pushing it, pushing the church forward. This God-driven way is really the movement of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit. It just doesn't help, just help us. Of course, it helps us. It's not like assistant. He is the one leading. Up to a point, he becomes a leading. Lead us to where we should go. So sometimes we come to church, when we want to participate in the ministry, we realize actually, he is more zealous than us. The Holy Spirit will guide us, will lead us. Pray we can experience this. Let's pray. Lord, we through your word, we thank you. Give us the enlightenment. Pray you. When you pray that we can have we can participate more in this church. We know that to step into a church is a commitment, and to participate and to serve and to join in communion, we must have a willing heart. Lord, you speed up this process so the church can be strengthened and the church can be built up so that your name will not be put to shame. And Lord, as we do all these things, and in our hearts, as we confirm the word of God, we can, in a way, we can actively experience the illumination of the Holy Spirit in your word. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.